LLC transfers. I think I may have done other videos. If you search my name, Ola Talks Abitogun LLC transfer, you will see some other videos on that topic. And by the way, if you're brand new to wholesaling, hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11 Days Challenge. So today we're talking about LLC transfers. I think I may have done other videos. If you search my name, Ola Talks Abitogun LLC transfer, you will see some other videos on that topic. And by the way, if you're brand new to wholesaling real estate, just search wholesaling 101 course. Hola, it will come right up. There's a course, a free course that you should absolutely take. It's valuable. It's my story. It's exactly how I do what I do, exactly how I close my highest deal, which is $82,000. And that's like about 13, 14 years ago now. So I'm just a lucky guy to still be in the game. So let's go into today's question. How does one transfer ownership of an LLC and get paid? Okay. Is the getting paid part that I'm asking about? Okay, somebody wants to get paid. But basically, how do you get paid from a legal, passing a legal entity? Why are we even talking about that? I think it's very important that we talk about why we're talking about that. What is LLC transfer? So in recent times, you know, there's been a little bit of a crackdown on real estate wholesale as a marketing, as a business strategy, okay? But, you know, the winners, you know, the cream always rises to the top, you know. Wholesale by itself is not illegal. It will never be illegal. Wholesale, if you know economics, is simply buying something for less than retail price and then selling it for less than retail price. So it's basically like you have a, so for example, you have a farm, right? Instead of buying from Walmart, right? Buying your grocery from Walmart, you decided to go to the farmer's market. Or you say, you know what? Screw the farmer's market. I'm going direct to the farm, right? To go buy from the farm where they actually harvest this crops and this materials and this raw materials. And then you buy from there for 50% of what it would normally cost at Walmart, right? And then you sell it at about 65% to somebody that would want to sell it at Walmart, right? Or to sell it to Walmart, right? So you're playing the wholesale game, right? Why are you doing that? Because it's less competition. Ideally, it's supposed to be less competition, and you know, they get it cheaper because they're the one producing those things, right? So in real estate, it's like going direct to the homeowner. But why would a homeowner want to sell you their property for less than retail price? Because they are going through some kind of life crisis. The property is more of a liability for them, needs too much repairs, you know, distressed homeownership. They are a landlord that lives out of state. They have too much headache that I've dealt with over the years from a landlord, and they don't want to deal with that. They're kind of tired of that game of playing a landlord and not making them any money, right? Or they're facing foreclosure, right? So they already stopped payment on their mortgage, and you know, the bank is trying to take the property away from them. Bottom line, it is a life crisis, okay? So wholesaling is always going to be legal from the standpoint of definition, from a standpoint of basics, right? However, because there's so many people coming into the game, at least about 500 are stumbling into videos and learning how to play that game in your local market every day. That creates a competition, saturation of sorts, right? Because think about it, if you're trying to cold call the same people, right? Or you're trying to send letters to the same people, right? What's gonna happen is that you end up with the same sellers, potential sellers, getting all those calls. It gets annoying, right? And you know, if they hear, hey, I wanna put an offer on your house, and they hear that from 10 other people the same day, it's gonna sound shady, right? So you gotta find a way to stand out in this marketplace. You have to find a way to do this game a little bit different, because there's still money to be made, because there's still people getting in trouble with their houses. But you gotta find a way to stand out, okay? So now, it's always gonna be legal, but because of the too many people doing it and stuff like, there's a crackdown. So basically, there's a lot of people practicing real estate business without being licensed. The licensing part is for regulation purposes. So for example, recently, Illinois basically said if you're closing more than one deal in any given 1 year, you need to be licensed, right? If it's a whole, even if it's a wholesale deal, even if it's a contract, as long as it's more than one in any given year, you need to be licensed. That doesn't make it illegal, it makes it regulated, okay? So part of the things that they also cracked down on is the idea of double closing, or the idea of just assigning a contract for a wholesale fee. There are quite a few arenas where it's being frowned at, okay? So one of the strategies that they came up with is called LLC transfer. So the LLC, the legal entity, which is just like a human being from a legal standpoint, will basically buy the property. We'll lock the property under contract, we'll buy the property. And if somebody is interested in the right to buy the property, which you lock under contract with that LLC, if somebody is interested, all you have to do is sell the LLC. That's it. You sell the LLC. There are lawyers that will put that together. They put the documents together. You're selling the LLC. You're not touching the property. You're just selling the LLC that had locked the property under contract for a fee. What is the fee? The wholesaling fee. It could be $10,000. Could be $82,000. Could be in between. It could be $1,000. It's very lucrative if you do enough of that in any given month or year. So that's LLC transfer, right? So if you need to rewind that and hear it again, do that, okay? So the question is, how do you get paid? Well, you get paid by going through the same process. You need an investor-friendly lawyer who will structure the deal. If it's an investor-friendly lawyer, they are probably familiar with that already, or at least open to hear what it has to say. It's legal. It's an LLC. You own the LLC. You're just selling the LLC. And sometimes you say, but I need to create an LLC every time I do that. Talk to a lawyer, okay? But here's what I'll tell you, I've heard people do before. Like, get it, right? I've heard people do. They will lock it under contract with, for example, if it's 123 Main Street, they'll say 123 Main Street. O, that means my name, Ola. We put an O behind it to make sure it's unique, right? 123 Main Street LLC. 123 Main Street O LLC, right? And then they'll lock it under contract with that. And basically, in the contract and the terms, you say to be created, LLC to be formed, or to be, yeah, something like that. They will say that, right? And you can still play with that. Remember, your contract is not the end or be all. What makes your deal end or be all is if you're actually talking to a motivated seller. If you're talking to a motivated seller, the details of that is not necessary, as long as you close the deal. That's all they want. Remember, they just need to drop and dump that property. They need to get rid of it because the property is a liability for them, and you're just showing up to help them solve that problem and get paid for doing it, okay? So that's in a little bit jiffy, that's LLC transfers. How do you get paid? The same way. They cut you a check for selling an LLC, same thing, okay? Or they wire you money for selling an LLC, okay? And basically, LLC and the contract basically passes over to the person, the willing and able investor buyer, who's going to be buying it. Do you need an LLC to wholesale? The follow-up questions, basically. Do you need an LLC to wholesale? You don't need an LLC to wholesale. However, it's advisable to have a LLC at some point if you're closing deals upon deals. To do your first deal, which is what you should be focused on, then no, you don't. If you haven't closed your first deal, you don't have to worry about that. If you want to go ahead and spend $100 in your state to get an LLC, do that by all means. Just keep in mind that doesn't help you get closer to a deal, okay? Do I need an LLC to, yeah, same thing. So can I buy wholesale with an LLC? Yes. Can you lock up a property with an LLC? Yes. And like I said, I've heard people do it without the LLC being formatted yet or being formed yet, okay? And you know, you can form it before you do it if you're so sure that this is going to be a deal. Just keep in mind, it costs money to form LLCs. So you want to make sure that it's something that's absolutely needed, okay? Then even if the contract is wrong, it can always be fixed on or before closing. Don't get stuck with that. Focus on motivated sellers and helping them. And then as long as they pick up the phone and they need that help that bad, they'll pick up the phone, they'll help you get the deal closed because they're that motivated, okay? That's what I have for you on this episode. If you're filling your pipeline, you don't have to worry about all these details, okay? If you want to learn how to fill up your pipeline, smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go get this for free. It's a free PDF. If you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets absolutely for free with that as well too. And it's also available Kindle, paper, and audiobook if that's what you prefer. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.